what did you do yesterday? How about a week ago today, a year ago? There's a good chance you don't remember. But what if you'd been taking notes each day, every day? You might learn an awful lot about yourself. There are people all over the world who track their every move. They're known as self-trackers, and our next guest is one of them. He's been taking notes about his everyday activity for years, now just 3 months shy of his 10-year goal. What has he discovered about himself, and what changes might he make to live a better life? Morris Villarroel is a professor of animal physiology at the Technical University of Madrid and the author of Self-Trackers, 8 Personal Tales of Journeys in Life Logging. Morris, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, lovely to be with you.
What led you to set out on this project of tracking basically everything you did?
Well, it started about 10 years ago when shortly after my 40th birthday, and I was kind of looking back, you know, one of these birthdays that are important in your life, and looking back and saying, well, what happened in these 40 years and what's going to happen in the next 40 years? And then I started thinking, well, I should maybe track my time a bit better because I didn't have that much to show for the previous 40 years. I mean, I'd done a lot and had a family, children, et cetera, but I didn't really have that much data. And since I work in science, I thought I needed maybe a bit more quantification of what I was doing.
What is the method you decided to use to track your life?
Well, really, it started off, there's not a method per se, but I just started off saying, well, I'm going to get like a nice notebook and I'm going to start logging or writing down the things I do. Previously, I had written down maybe diaries, like, you know, kind of a summary of what I was doing during the day. And now I was thinking I could use a different method, similar to what I use to study animals, is I've studied animal behavior, is to write down like just a timeline of the day and different events and the duration of those events during the day. So it's kind of like a logbook. And just to continue, I started to do it and I said, well, maybe I can last a month or a year, and I just kept on doing it. Now it's been almost 10 years.
And how many notebooks is that in that time?
As we're speaking, I'm writing in a notebook 310.
Wow. Okay. Now, you've observed animals with a similar method, and presumably we can learn a lot about animal behavior by checking in with them over time. Have you started to learn things about you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been a lot of things I've been learning over the years. After about a year and a half of doing this, I ran into a group, or I heard about a group, and then I started collaborating with them. It's a movement called Quantified Self. So this was back in 2011, 2012. And then I started a blog, and then I started noticing, well, there are different things that I could track, or I could notice different things that made me happier or more upset or frustrated. So it's hard to summarize it all in one sentence, but there are a lot of different aspects of life that if you start getting more data about, you think about it more in detail, and then you can say, well, I'd like to improve this or forget about this or change this.
Can you talk about one improvement you've made based on taking these notes and going back over them?
Yeah, I think I can give you maybe a more simple one, which is I used to have more back problems, and then I started noticing if I was walking more, I'd have less, or you know, getting up. And so I decided to walk to work instead of taking the car. It's about a 15-minute drive, and walking, it takes me a bit on the metro, a bit walking outside. It takes me about 45 minutes. So that was a change, and it actually improved my life substantially because I was spending more time outdoors, I was walking, and I didn't have any more back pain. So that's like a health thing. And I think more in a psychological way, there's another aspect there that I think is interesting, is what people call metacognition. So it's like thinking about thinking, no? So this kind of logging process helps you to think more about how you think and what things you're doing. So you can see how that varies some days. Some days are a bit more stressful, like maybe Monday or Tuesday. Some months are a bit more stressful. So you can kind of get a better hold on saying, well, should I make this decision now because I'm in a situation where maybe I won't be able to make the best decision? Maybe I should hold off and wait a couple hours or days. So I think you get to know yourself a bit better. You kind of get more feedback from yourself, you know, by looking at the notebooks from previous days or weeks.
What about negative stuff? Are there things you learned by doing this that you're like, Morris, why do you do that? Things you decided you might not have thought about, but you didn't like about yourself along the way?
Yeah, I think so. Typical situations where maybe, as I was kind of mentioning, you're stressed and then you're saying, okay, well, I could do this. I know maybe this isn't the best thing I should do right now, but I'm going to continue defending this point in this discussion, or I'm going to continue doing something. And you can, you notice things like, well, maybe I should back off a bit, or maybe I should consider the other person's opinion a bit more in this debate, because in the midterm to long term, you're going to have to get along with this person, whatever, in your department or in a couple or whatever. So you don't necessarily, you tend to avoid maybe a direct conflict and then see it in a longer kind of long-term basis. And I think in that sense, things have changed. Like maybe in the past, like if I go back 8 or 9 years, I had more, maybe, how do you say, specific points during the week where I could have probably backed off, but I didn't. And then now I could just see it more like a long-term process and say, okay, well, just you can relax on this. You don't have to make a decision right away or do this. So you can see it in a more long-term light.
We're talking to Morris Villarroel, professor of animal physiology at the Technical University of Madrid. He has been tracking his life with notebooks, as much detail as he can, for almost 10 years. Morris, I got to say, reading about your project, I thought, what if I did this for myself? And my fear would be that in writing it and going back and reading it later, it would be really boring and kind of tedious, which is maybe a lesson in and of itself. Did you find that for yourself at all?
No, I didn't. I think also there are some people who come to me and say, well, I think if I did this for myself, I wouldn't really necessarily feel that good. You know, it doesn't really make me feel that good to look back and see myself in a previous light. Actually, there are conferences and things you go to about this stuff. And I think there's kind of a range of people who look at their diaries from when they're 16 and they're like, oh, that poor guy, you know, if only I could have told him this or that. And then other people are like, oh, I'd really like to look at this diary when I was 16 and just see what I was up to and look at it more maybe in a positive light. So I think it depends a bit on your personality. Like I don't think this is necessarily for everybody to do like every day. But for me, at least looking back, I don't find it boring. And I find it every day you think, oh, this is what I did on Monday. And then you look back and you say, well, wait a second. I also did this and this and 18 other things. So no wonder I was tired, you know, when I got home. So it helps you put things into context and maybe even control yourself a bit better. And then out of those events or just things that happens, that say, well, maybe next Monday I'll spend a bit more time doing this and less time looking at my phone or answering phone calls. Things that maybe interest me more or in the long term are going to maybe be, you know, motivate myself more, be better for me.
I understand at one point you tried augmenting this with something that took pictures of you at regular intervals. How did that help or hinder your efforts?
Yeah, that was they're called life logging cameras. This was a company called Narrative that made these cameras. So it's really small, like a couple inches square. And you just clip it on your shirt or your sweater, your jacket, whatever. And you can time it. So take pictures every 10 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute. And you just put it on. It doesn't really take pictures of me, but it takes pictures of what's directly ahead of me, kind of like a body cam that a police might wear, but it doesn't take video, just takes still pictures. So I did that. Actually, I did that for about 3.5 years. And so every day during those 3.5 years, I have pictures every 30 seconds. I thought it was going to maybe help me with my journaling or my logging, because there was a lot of stuff that I don't write down. I found out, you know, like you meet somebody in the hallway and chat for 5 minutes. Well, I don't necessarily write that in my logbook, or sometimes I forget. And then, but with the camera, you can see that. So it does pick out different kind of a granularity of what's happening during the day. And it does underline, I think, all those, again, I was saying before, all those actions, all those things that are happening in your life, and that your brain works hard to kind of forget about. So So that could be looking at it. Some things maybe are worth remembering. Some things aren't. But I don't know. Simple things like when you're at work and you meet somebody in the hallway. I think depending on how they treat you or what they're saying to you or how that very short event worked out, it does affect, in a way, the rest of your day or maybe your next event because, you know, if it was a pleasant, nice reaction, it affects you a little bit. If it was somebody you were trying to avoid or whatever, it does have some negative effects. So it does kind of put things into context later when you say, well, I had a bad day or a good day. These things add up, you know.
Morris, as we wrap up, do you plan to keep doing this well into the future?
I think so. I was planning back in 2010. I was thinking I could do this maybe a maximum 10 years. I've met other people who are doing things for even longer. So there's kind of a community there, and we kind of support each other. And I think so. I think I'm going to be 50 in February. And I plan to continue doing it because it seems to be, well, it's helpful for me. Something I like to do. And the family and the friends don't complain too much about it. So I think I'll continue for now.
Morris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Morris Villarroel is a professor of animal physiology at the Technical University of Madrid and the author of Self-Trackers, 8 Personal Tales of Journeys in Life Logging. We talked with him about his quest to record and document every moment of his life over the past 10 years and beyond.